Today is, help me, September 18th, I think, 2019, and we're doing lesson number 83, which is called the abdominal muscle clock. So again, we're going to be working with, I like to think of it as your trunk, the abdomen area, okay, and how to begin to feel it engage in a natural way. Okay, so one of the biggest mistakes, and the reason I like coming back, circling back to this lesson frequently, is people think that they need to, you're like me, engage their abdominal muscles, right? And really, it's teaching your body how it should naturally engage it, right? It should be occurring naturally. It's like breathing, it's like swallowing. If we have to think about chewing, swallowing, right? Think about all the things that happen naturally, right? So like your breathing changes when your pace changes. It's different when you go up and down stairs than when you're walking on a flat surface, right? You don't think about that. So the same thing with your abdominals and your core. It should not be something that you need to think about. But, in saying that, we often get very weak in our core because we sit at desks, we sit in cars, and we're bent over a lot. And because of that weakness, they get kind of soft and fluffy and forget to engage. Does that make sense? Right? I mean, it's kind of like you're breathing. If you don't go out and hike and run and stuff, right? As people get older, and then you go out to go like, you know, I hate to say it, you know, my father's kind of approaching this, you go out to do a walk, something that feels normal to me, he's like panting, right? So you get it, right? When you stop using it, you lose it. So we always start on our backs with our legs long, our arms long down by our sides, and we take these first couple minutes to just get dialed in, to begin to sense and become aware of how we are today, how we're lying on the floor. And so what you begin to do is draw awareness and attention to yourself. And I like to think of it as like a body scan. So asking yourself in your mind, okay, how am I lying on the floor? What parts of me, maybe my shoulders or shoulder blades, are making contact with the floor, and what parts of me are not? And without having any judgment, so what I mean by that is there's no good, bad, right, or wrong. How you are today is how you are today. Tomorrow you'll be different. So it's important to learn not to judge what you're experiencing, but to purely dial yourself into how you sense yourself. And then some of the additional questions to ask yourself is then, is there discomfort or dis-ease in areas? And that's often why people come to this work, right? Is around having pain, discomfort, or lack of movement. So sense the shoulder blades all the way down to your pelvis, and as I said, that area, it's like a rectangle, that's your trunk, that's your core. From your shoulder blades to your pelvis, your buttocks, cheeks, that is the center of you where your power, stability, and everything goes on. Your legs, your arms, your head are just extensors, and they don't do the bulk of the work. They carry out motion. So we're going to really dial into this trunk area. Okay, and then please bring some attention onto your breath and your breathing. And this is really important involving your core because often we will hold our breath when we engage our core. So what's real important is that you just have a consistent breath. That means you inhale and it means you exhale. Or another way of saying it is, you're not holding your breath. And whatever your rhythm is absolutely fine. So there will be times I'll call out to breathe a certain way, but for the most part, as long as you're inhaling and exhaling, you're good. Okay, so the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna bend our knees and bring our feet to standing. And I like to have people have their heels lined up with the buttock cheeks. Okay, it's just a good place to know where the feet should be, where you really are stable. So there should be minimum effort keeping the legs up. They don't feel like they're gonna fall over. Okay, so if your feet are too far away from you, if the feet are too spread apart, too close together, you'll feel more effort to keep them up. Okay? So the first thing that happens when you bring the feet up like this, if you notice, is your lower back flattens out, right? Okay? So that's part of preparing to engage your core, okay? And we're gonna start with your pelvis. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna gently press these feet of yours into the floor so that you lift the very end of your tailbone and buttock cheeks a little bit, and you bring more weight to your lower back and towards the center of your back, okay? And we're gonna call the center of your back is gonna be eventually the center of the clock. Okay, so we're going to create a clock on your backside. You can also imagine the clock on the ceiling. I like to do that. So you just press the feet, lift the tailbone, bring the lower back and the middle of your back to really press into the floor, and then you let that go. And then I want you to begin to sit on your tailbone so that you arch the lower back. And you have a big arch in the lower back, right? Just so you remove that whole area that you just pressed. So you just go back and forth. So this is like a roll, a tilt. So you just go back and forth, and this is really going from, I'm gonna call 6 o'clock, is when you sit on the tailbone, to the center of the clock, right? So the center clock is where the hands are connected, right? So we're just doing that segment. Are we good? Okay, so let's pause with that, keep your legs up, and now you're gonna interlace your hands and bring them behind your head. Now, what's real important is they are behind your head, never, never behind your neck, okay? And I like to call it making a hammock with your arms. So I think of your elbows are slightly lifted up, like towards the ceiling. You know how a hammock would be, right? All hammocks are in like an arc, whether they're connected to trees or they have a base, right? Perfect. So now, you're going to begin to lift your head with your arms to look down towards the space in between your legs. And as you do, you bring weight back to the center of the clock, right? That center place. All the weight goes there and you lift your head. And we're gonna call where your head is and your neck 12 o'clock. So you're lifting 12 o'clock up and you're bringing all the weight to the center of the clock again. And then you lower your head back down, and the weight comes back up to your head. And like I said, you either can think of lying on a clock, face of a clock, or you can imagine it on the ceiling. And what the imaginations do, the visualizations, they really help keep you instructed. They're really key. Good. So now we're going to put these two movements together. Okay, and this is where, actually I should back up for a minute, where you're really going to feel the abdominals work. But just in the engagement of lifting your head, so let's keep with this. The moment that you lift your head, even though you're using your arms, you should feel your core tighten. So that is the area where your belly down to your belly button, down to the pubic bone, you should feel it pull in. The chest folds. And usually, people do this as they exhale. It's not a must, but it's something to bring awareness to. So again, the moment you lift your head, you should feel the engagement. Does everybody feel that? Or is there anybody that doesn't? So this is what I mean. The moment you lift your head, those abdominals engage. We really shouldn't have to think about it. But right now you're learning to observe and pay attention. Good. So now we're going to move on to the next movement. So you can pause for a moment. And as you're pausing, just change over the interlacing of your fingers. So that means move all your fingers over by one. They're still interlaced, but it's just kind of a quirky thing that when you put your fingers together, you always put them a certain way. We call that habitual. So if you move them over by one, it feels like a little funny. It's fresh. It's like, oh, I never touched the skin of the finger that side, right? Okay, so now what you're going to do is we're going to lift the head again, and you're going to keep it up in the air. So this really dials in the abdominals, right? So you're going to keep your head lifted, and then with your feet, you're going to lift your pelvis. So you're going to bring all the weight right to the center of your back, right? Where the dials of the clock handles are. Are we good? Right, so now you got the whole front side of you engaged. Now I want you to practice, you're going to rock. It's like, think of it the base of a rocking horse. So you're going to rock from the center to 6 o'clock, back to the center, and up to 12. So it means you keep both ends lifted, but to get to 6 o'clock, you're going to lift your head and 12 o'clock more, and your pelvis lowers. It never touches, but it comes lower. Then you're going to lift your pelvis higher now. Way high you can lift your butt. And you're going to let the area in between your shoulder blades come down to the floor. So not your feet, you use your feet. Pelvis you lift, not your feet. That's it. So your head never comes down, nor your butt. So this is the hardest part of keeping your core engaged. They come close, but you should be able to slide a little wallet under your head and your butt cheeks. If you let them touch, you've lost the abdominals. Now, when you get tired, pause. Because as soon as you get tired, back to your breath. You will hold your breath. That's a signal. It's no good to do anything when you're tired. So you just give yourself a few seconds to pause, and then you re-engage. So again, butt cheeks are up, heads up, and then you're rocking back and forth, right? You can do this at home if you put water in a bowl, and then you just tip the bowl, right? And you'll watch the water move, right? It gets heavier on one side and less on the other side. So as you're doing this, you should again notice, sense, feel that your core is engaged the whole time. So what are you paying attention to? Your core is engaged, you're able to breathe, and then the next level is to assume a fluidity with this movement. So do you do any kind of extra effort? Are you clenching your jaw? Right? Are you clenching your buttocks cheeks? Right? Are you grinding your teeth? Right? Are you doing something that has nothing to do with the movement I asked you to do? So to create finesse, you have to let go of parasitic effort. Beautiful. Okay, let's take a big rest. Let's lower your arms, straighten your legs, and just see what it's like to rest now. What do you notice? How do you feel? Okay, so what we're going to continue with is, because I've taught this lesson before, I wanted to add in, as I said in the email, some unique different variations, okay? So often what we do is arcs. We just stay with the arcs. And we'll often do an upper arc, a lower arc, and then along the sides. And what I want to start with today is doing diagonal arcs. So before we get you back into that position, you can just imagine we're going to start with the arc that goes from your right shoulder blade to your left buttock cheek, right? So just that's a diagonal, right? You're going to imagine that diagonal, and that's where we're going to arc. So we've been arcing straight through the center of you. Are we good? We're understanding that? And now we're going to go to a diagonal. And you can think of it as like 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock, right? If you have your clock above you, right? Does that make sense? Or did that throw you all for a loop? Right, if 12 o'clock's where your head is, to the right is 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock, your elbow's 3 o'clock, right? So 6 o'clock is the space in between your buttocks, cheeks, and your legs. So 7 o'clock would be where the left leg is. Are we good? Great. Bend your legs. Bring your feet to stand. Interlace your hands behind your head. And let's start by, again, let's lift your head, lift your buttocks, come to the center of the clock where the hands are. And then feel what do you need to do with your pelvis. So you're gonna use more the left leg, right? Pushing with to bring weight to the right shoulder blade, right? Because you're going to create a diagonal. And then you're going to lift the right arm and shoulder blade more to get over to the left buttock cheek. You're doing the wrong side, Corinne. Right to left. Don't do the other diagonal. Just stay with one. You confuse me and then yourself. But now you're doing good with the upper body, but you lose the whole lower body, right? So, again, let me describe it again. So it's not side bending. You got your hands behind your head. Your right elbow and right shoulder blade are going to come up towards your midline and towards the ceiling. That should bring weight over to the left side of the left buttocks cheek. Then you're going to lift the left buttocks cheek higher and think of the right shoulder blade coming back down. This is where you got to use your imagination. And why are the diagonals so important? They're so important because this is what we need, our crossover, not just for moving, hiking, walking, right? We're a contralateral person. We're not homolateral. But also for our brain functioning. That's it. So just at your own pace, go through that same diagonal, whatever it takes to establish that for yourself smoothly. So, and remember, you don't hold anything. So you don't just stop and hold, right? If you're a rocking horse. You rock from the right shoulder blade to the left buttock cheek. Sounds easier than it is, right? Right? And then it really engages the abdominal cores in a really different way. Okay, come back, let it go, arms down, legs down, and rest. Yeah, so I have this gal that I'm working with, and she was in a crazy, that she survived one of these rollover accidents, and she wasn't the driver, she was the passenger. And if you can imagine, what saved her life was bending over to go into her purse to get a power bar. She was getting hungry. And that's when the car flipped and it rolled over 3-4 times. So she was in a bent over position. Anyway, she was in a coma, blah, 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 right? So she's got, she goes into some foggy states and stuff. And so when I work with her privately, we do all this crossover stuff. And it's just amazed her how much it's brought her ability to focus and her mind and her thought process back. I have her crawling at home. There's actually a woman that studied all this, and there's a whole book on it called Smart Moves, where she went into schools and she took kids that with learning disabilities and really that struggled. And there's all these really fun things that you can just do in the classroom, real quick things to get the brain organized again, focused. Okay, bend your legs again. Let's interlace your hands in the non-habitual way behind your head. Right, so we're gonna do the other diagonal. So that means you've got another shoulder blade and another buttocks cheek. You've got the left shoulder blade, I'm gonna call 11 o'clock. And you've got the right buttocks cheek, I'm gonna call 5 o'clock. So feet stay down. There's no lifting feet. So remember, lift your butt, lift your head. Come to the center of the clock. So I always like starting the movement from the center of the clock and going out, right? So if you're gonna go to 5 o'clock down to the right buttocks cheek, it means you're gonna lift the left shoulder blade and elbow higher. Right, and then you're gonna lift the right buttocks cheek up higher and you're gonna lower the left shoulder blade, right? And this is why the visual is so important, because when you get the visual going, it's much easier to orchestrate the movement. And then again, you're asking yourself, am I holding my breath? Are there places I'm clenching, tightening, doing parasitic effort that is not part of what she's asked me to do? Another great question to ask yourself is, how do you approach doing something that's difficult? Do you want to rush through it? Do you look for a shortcut? So do you start rolling more than lifting, right? So some of us don't like things that are challenging. So we want to rush through it. And I think that's one of the reasons so many of the classes are designed at quick paces. People don't know how to approach problem solving slowly without getting frustrated. So if we do things really quick, we won't notice the incontinuities and the struggles. That's it. Okay, and let's rest again. So think for yourself as you pause and rest, which of the two diagonals did one feel easier, more familiar? It wasn't as hard, right? Or maybe they both diagonals felt about the same. Okay, so we're gonna stay with the diagonals and we're just gonna add another dimension to it. So you're gonna bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, and this time you're only gonna put your left hand behind your head. For right now, the right hand can be by your side. It's eventually gonna go up to the ceiling, but right now it can be by your side. So we're gonna start with your left leg. And you're gonna lift your left leg now to the ceiling. So your left foot is pointing towards the ceiling. So you only get one leg, okay? So you're gonna think about how can you rock yourself now from, that's it, using that leg to go from your left elbow to your right buttock cheeks. Right? So you don't get to use the left leg. That's it. So you can have your right arm next to you. So you're going to do the left shoulder and the right foot. And still breathe. Beautiful. Okay. Pause for a moment. Bring the leg down and now bring your right arm up. Keep your left arm behind your head, right arm to the ceiling. Okay. And now you're going to do the same thing. It'll be way easier. So you're going to lift and do the diagonal from the right. That's it. Right leg to the left elbow and bring once again your left leg up in the air now. So left leg, right hand in the air, towards the ceiling. And then you rock from the left arm to the right buttocks. And breathe. Yeah. No, you keep your leg up. Okay, enough. Rest. It's hard. Rest. Rest. Okay, we'll try the other way. So bend your legs. Bring the right hand behind your head. Bring your right leg to the ceiling. Fold your right elbow towards the ceiling. You're going to lift the right elbow, and the leg that is standing, you use to lift that side of the pelvis. Right? So you're thinking too much about this leg. Okay. Lift your pelvis with this side. No, not the whole pelvis, just that side. There you go. You're rocking. This is the diagonal. Look at my arm. Yeah, there you go. This is just on vacation. Okay. It just got taken out of the... There you go. Excellent. Okay, let's take a break. Okay, let's come back to that. Bend your legs, right arm behind your head, right? And this time left arm up and right leg. And now rock from the right elbow to the left buttocks cheek. That's it. So you push the left foot into the floor to get your butt cheek up. Nice. Okay, rest. Okay, so now we're going to go back to what we started with, the very beginning. So bend your knees, bring your feet up, interlace your hands behind your head, okay? And let's go back to the basic, I'm gonna call it the basic, the rocking horse, right? So you get your head up, your pelvis up, bring all the weight to the center of the clock, and then to go down to 6 o'clock, you lift the head and shoulders more. Remember, your butt never touches, but it lowers, and then you lift your pelvis way high in the air. And you really, really wanna feel, you move from the center of the clock all along that upper part of your spine to your neck. So really lift the pelvis high. Don't be shy about it. Really feel each of those vertebrae. You roll through them one at a time. So besides engaging your core and your abdominal area, this is like my go-to to reset my spine. This is what I do in airports when I'm on long flights and I get all scrunched up and your spine gets, you know, the seats pushed different places forward and back, right? This is what I do. You just get on the floor. If it's really gross carpet, I get paper towels from the bathroom. Lie them down. And I do my rocking horse. So many of you are getting both your pelvis and now the upper back, the shoulders, so much higher, right? You're really rounding and full. It's like as if on the front side, you'd be lying over a ball. Beautiful. Make sure you're using now your feet evenly. Some of you go to your heels. Some of you are now flaring your toes out, right? You use the whole foot on both feet. And remember, there's no staying in the position. You're rocking. No, not rocking left and right. You're rocking like a rocking horse. You did not have a rocking horse as a child. I did. Okay, do you know what a rocking horse looks like?
Yes.
Okay, it's got an arc. So you're going from one point to another. So to lift your head, that's it. That has to lower. Now lift the pelvis up and lower the head. That's a rocking horse. Beautiful. Okay, let it go and rest. Nice rocking horses. So yeah, seriously, I do this. You know what I mean. I mean, you know, and the airlines are constantly changing their seats, right? And there's no way to design a seat that is going to fit for everybody, right? You guys probably have not thought about this, but these are the things that I think about being in this work, right? So they're pretty much designed for somebody that's at least 5'6", 5'8", right? So if you're shorter like me, right? Like the head part hits in the wrong place, right? You know what I'm saying? And if you're taller, everything's hitting in the wrong place. So, you know, you're on a long flight or going overseas and it really messes up your spine because these things are pushing you in ways that aren't natural for you. So this is a way to kind of reestablish an organization for your spine. Okay, so let's now explore 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So we're gonna just do this with your pelvis. So think of 3 o'clock to the right side of where your pelvis is and 9 o'clock is on the left side, right? Okay, so you're gonna bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. We're gonna keep your head and arms resting. Okay, so to get to 3 o'clock, right, you're gonna think of lifting your pelvis and you're gonna lift the left side more because the right side's gonna come down. Beautiful job, right? And your knees, always, always, always the knees point towards the ceiling. They do not flail over. That's your stability. Right, that's your anchor. So come to 3 o'clock, bring that right side of the pelvis down, lift the left. Then you come back to the center and then you do the same over to 9 o'clock. So it means the left side of the pelvis is down. So your whole pelvis isn't up. You're somewhere else today, that's it. You're somewhere else today.
Yeah, I've got things to do, that's
right. No, it's okay. No, it just shows you when your mind is somewhere else. So you're going to go from left to right. Again, the knees stay up. So you are now turning your pelvis around your hip joints. You are now rotating your spine. Beautiful job. What? Yeah, but don't lift. See, you're lifting your whole pelvis in the air. That's not right. You only lift one side at a time. So if the right side's going to be down, only the left side lifts. But yeah, you're still lifting both sides. Only lift one side. Yeah, you need to think rolling. Right? And you're lifting still. You're not rolling. And then your feet aren't involved. And this is part of the issue. So let's say you're going to come over here to 9. Push this foot into the floor. Only lift that side. Let this side sink. Press it down. That's what you're to do. Now you're going to go to the other side. Press this. Yes. You see how different that is? Okay, you press one side, you lift the other side. No, no, no. You're not shifting like that. You're rolling from side to side. This is hard for you. Mm-hmm. Is it a language thing?
No.
Okay, put your pelvis down. Do you understand? If we're going to go over here to 3 o'clock, you keep this side down.
Okay.
Keep it down. Only lift this side of the hip. No, not the leg. See, that's part of your problem. You've done everything with your legs your whole life and not with your pelvis. Lift that side, this side sinks. You got it? It's like a teeter-totter. Lower it back down, do it again. Push the foot to lift the pelvis. No, you lifted that side. That's when you go to your back. You do not use your back. Push this foot. Push, push. You repeat that 100 times. That's so important for you. You've got back issues because you don't know how to use your legs. So if I teach you anything, I'm not trying to be harsh on you.
No,
I am trying to help you because if you learn this one thing, it will change your life. You don't need 20 other things. This is what you need to learn today. You learn this, walking, hiking, everything in your life will be different. Okay? Push the foot, bring the weight over here. And go back. Do it again. Push the foot, bring the weight over here. And you want that to be effortless and elegant. So when you leave today and you go home, you're going to do this every day for me. You'll think, that's Sharon. That's it. That was a beautiful one. Right, so do you guys understand it does no good to do things incorrectly? It is useless. Totally useless. Right? And all that matters is if you learned one thing well, it'll change your life. One thing. Not 50. One. You're getting it now. The other thing is it changes your brain. You're feeling better about yourself now. Because she's getting it. Okay, now, do you think we can try the other side?
We can try.
Right? Just think about what you did. So you're going to use this foot. Beautiful. A much better start. Now, the finesse isn't there, but we're going to work on it. Sink, lift that side. Yeah, so it's not to be, never do I mean to be mean to anybody, but you take one thing and you want that one thing to turn out beautiful. And I only come over and help you and work with you because I want your life to be better. It is not to say that you're doing something wrong. I want your life better. I can figure out immediately what's up with you, where you're struggling. And how can we remove or reduce the struggle, right? Beautiful. Okay, let's take a break from that. Straighten your legs and see how you feel. You know, the hardest thing, and that's why you do come to class, is often, including myself, you don't know what you don't know. For my newbies, they didn't know this, and some of you that haven't seen me for a while, but because I've been doing the dealing with this whole allergy, right, and the sickness all summer. Anyways, I went in and I had a hearing test. This is why I'm so good at projecting. There is a goodness out of it. But you guys, I can't hear. But I didn't know I couldn't hear. And my daughter's always been on my case. She's like, Mom, when the restaurants are the worst, and TVs, she's like, you are yelling. But see, I didn't know I was yelling. Because I just can't hear. So when there's so much sound around me, I can't hear myself. So when you can't hear yourself, you get louder. Right? But you don't know what you don't know. Right? I mean, and then it's crazy making because I called my parents about it. And I said, do you guys remember noticing when I started talking loud? They knew exactly when. This is horrible. 10 years old. I was like, you guys have allowed me to talk loud since I was 10 and never had my hearing checked out? Because like I have damage in my left eardrum and stuff, right? I mean, like they just said, well, we just thought it was part of you becoming independent and speaking up and, right? So here I am 46 years later, and I'm partly deaf. I mean, you have to laugh, right? Here I do this work about awareness, right? You don't know what you don't know, and you can't beat yourself up about it. But you take what you learn, and then you move forward, right? So I've taken that learning, and I am so working on my volume. Like when I go to a restaurant and stuff, I'm really, really working on my tone. And I'm really watching with the TV. Like I'm seeing if I can lessen it. But here's the other thing that's so crazy around eating, right? Because your jaw's right there. So when you're eating, you can't hear, right? So like if my daughter's home and we're doing like a TV dinner or something, right? Have the TV on, I always want to crank it up. And she's told me, she's like, Mom, you have it up to like 75 or 80. No, right? It's crazy making. So now I'm really doing my best to keep it around 40, 45. But you guys, I can't hear. As soon as my jaw's moving, I can't hear as well. Right? Awareness. Right? You don't know what you don't know. But then when you do learn something, you learn to work with it. And you figure some things out. So we're doing a couple more tests and, you know, but I probably will down the line get hearing aids to help. Okay, so let's go back one more time. This time, let's just bend your legs and let's just go back to doing the lower part. So you push your feet into the floor. This time, lift the pelvis, bring all the weight up, and then lower the pelvis, and then come to sit on the tailbone to arch the lower back. So we'll just do the from the middle to the lower end of the clock. So that's it. Now lower back down, and then go to sit on your tailbone and arch the lower back. Beautiful. And see if the arch in your lower back now has gotten significantly larger. Right? Right, so this is the crazy thing, right? We haven't even worked on extensors, but your extensors got stronger by working on the flexors. That's it. So you lift the pelvis, then you lower and you arch. So life is just one continuous process of learning, I think. Beautiful. Okay, let's rest that for a second. Yeah, so while I was away on my trip, I discovered about myself, I'm really horrible with time management. So I figured this distinction for myself. I'm really good at getting stuff done, and I'm starting to think it's a woman thing. Right? We just want to get it done. cross it off the list because the list keeps on growing, right? But I'm really poor at time management. So what time management means is structuring your time in a healthy way so that you're not just scratching things off the list left and right, right? Because I get panicky and I get anxiety because the list keeps growing. Does that make sense? Right? It's endless what you can learn about yourself. So I did so well preparing for my trip that I time managed, managed everything so well. It's probably one of the calmest periods of time I remember myself feeling in like over a decade. It was just awesome. So that's my new thing to work on. Okay, let's bend your knees again, feet standing, interlace your hands behind your head. And this time you're just gonna work on lifting your head. So really lift those shoulder blades. Bring all the weight to the center of the clock, even a little bit lower, and then bring the head back down and just do that. And so all of you, just notice how high you now get the whole upper back and head off the floor. Right? Like that was so much harder in the beginning. Like you could barely clear the floor. And then if you want to, let's weave back in one more time going through the full scope of the rocking horse. And really, if you were to have a goal, your goal is to feel yourself move from vertebra to vertebra, one at a time. Think of your spine like a chain. So as the one above lifts, you feel pressure with the next one, and then you lift that one and the pressure goes to the next one below, right? Like you're lifting a chain and then you lower the chain back down and lift the other end, right? And just this one movement I love because in the beginning for me, there's always parts of the chain that I can't lift. Like it feels clunky. Two vertebra want to operate as one, right? So you can take one movement like this and it's endless the details to work on. But when you get to this place where you can really feel one vertebra at a time, it's just extraordinary. So it gives you something really wonderful to use in the future. So go through that just once or twice more and then let it go. Lower your legs down and rest. And just feel now how you're lying on the floor, the contact that you're making. Notice your breath and your breathing. And just what is your overall experience of your sense of yourself now? Right? Notice how large your breath and breathing has become. Roll your head gently to the left and to the right. Notice the fluidity and freedom in your neck. And then as you feel ready, you're going to roll to your side, come to sitting, come to standing, and see how you feel in standing from this lesson.